what is like it called? Leviticus. Because they Levine. Say the Levim, the Beis Hamikdash. What do they call
numbers?
Amidbar? Numbers. Why do they call it numbers? I guess that's to do with the tally, the counting.
Counting.
Midbar, the counting. And what is Deuteronomy? What does Deuteronomy mean? Repetition. Because Dvarim is Mishnah Torah. But you see that whoever the guy who thought of the names in English understood the story of Pav Shmois. It's not the names. Could you imagine? It's a side thing, the names. Chazal don't even know why it's brought. And yet this becomes the name, this becomes the theme. The opening dialogue of the Bechumash becomes Shmos. Pile play. So I was thinking maybe you could say a simple teretz. And not just because it's the first word, Vela Shmos. That I'm not accepting. You could say, Hogufort Rashi said, since the names were repeated to show the chiba, it was to recount them to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them. And this, I guess, was supposed to be an introduction to the Gullis. They were going through such torturous times. So as an introduction, as a hagdama to the Gullis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Oev Otcha. So Shmois doesn't mean Shmois. Shmois means Chibur LeKlal Yisrael. It's another way of bringing out the theme that Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, and that we saw. That is a theme in the whole Shmois, even in the Geula, in the Gullis, that it was so difficult. As a matter of fact, we're going to learn this at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. It says that the skies opened up. Yechesu, and they saw Esalikim. Right? In the end of Pashim Shvatim, Jatzile b'nei Yisrael, the young among Klal Yisrael, says the skies opened up, and they saw. And they saw. Umarik Vayd Hashem. What is Ma'arik? They saw the vision of Hashem. That what? Ke'ei Sheichelis. Like fire that's eating. So Chazal say, what did they really see? They saw Kemaisa Livna. I mean, it's a pasuk. They saw Kemaisa Livnas Hasapir. Here, now let's hear his pasuk here. Pasuk test. Vayal Moishav Aronadav Aviyu V'Shiv Mezikdash Vayiru Esalehi Yisrael. Sky opened up and they saw Hashem. What did they see? They saw V'Sachas Raglov Kemaisa Livnas Hasapir. What is this mice? What are these bricks? Livna Sasapir is a brick. What did they see? It says Rashi, Oysa Lefana Bishas Hashibud. While Klal Yisrael was enslaved in Mitzrayim, this brick was in front of Hashem. Liskar Tzarosan Shal Yisrael. To remind him of the tzara, the pain of Klal Yisrael. Shehoyim Shubadim, Mice Levena. So you see that even in the Gullus, even in the torture of the Shibud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the brick of Imai Anoichi Betzara, that he loves Klal Yisrael. He suffers together with them. So Saint Shmois represents the Chiba, the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. So the theme of Shmois becomes Shmois, the names, the county. Pirush, that through the Galus and the Geula and Matan Torah and everything that happened, even Egel, it's with love. It's with Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael. Okay? This I was thinking as a pshat. Ken v'lo. Not bit. Nice pshat to say at the Shabbos table. But I don't think it's the real pshat. Hear up, please. You like the kasha, Rafi? Where did you get kasha? What, how could the name of a book that talks about Gullus, Mitzrayim, Geulas Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, Egel, Binyan HaMishkan, there's so much in Shmois. Shmois becomes the name as if that's the theme of the whole Sefer. Yeah, Ruvay. The theme of Shmois is the names Rashi doesn't bring from the Chazal, that we don't even know why the names were even numerated. So how did this become the name? How did this become the theme of the entire Sefer? Unless you say, like I said, Kripsute, because it's the first word in the Parsha. It's the first word in Parsha. Very, very poor terrors. But that's what everybody would say simply. Very poor terrors. Unless you say, like Rashi explains, the enumeration of the names was to show Chiba, was to show the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. So in the Hagdamah, in the theme, in the introduction to the Parshias of Galus and Gulas Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us Shemais, that he enumerated the names, that he showed us Chiba, that he loves us. I think it's more, Rabbi Yisrael. I want to show you an unbelievable Chazal. Chazal tell us that in the schus of three things, Klal Yisrael was nigal. Shaloi shinu shmam, shaloi shinu l'shoinam, shaloi shinu malbusham. They didn't change their clothing, they didn't change their language, and they didn't change their names. What's so special? What's the big schut that they didn't change their names? So Avram wasn't Abe, and Herschel wasn't Harry. So what? Tell me, do you think the pshat that they didn't change their names to Goyish names? Is that what it means? What pshat is, they didn't change their Jewish names to other names, which means Harry is still a Jewish name. Abe is still a Jewish name. But it's not Avram, right? If you call Avraham Avram, it's also no good, right? You see from the Torah that any deviation from the actual name, it's already not what the Torah says is the name. Your name is Avraham. So I'm asking, the Shaleshinu L'shoinam Malbusham is the Taich, that they didn't speak Goyish, they didn't dress Goyish, they didn't change their names to Goyish names. That's the Pashup Shot, right? The Pashup Shot is that they didn't walk around and become from what you call it, from Echleis Chaim to Johnny. But what about from Avram to Abe? Was that a problem? Where is the problem, Shleishinu L'shoina Malbusha? It could be a very big nafkamina. Is the pshat they didn't become Goyit? Or the pshat is they kept the original L'shoina Malbusha to the T, to the last, how do we call it, syllable. Avram was Avram, or if he was a Sephardi, he was Avraham. Wasn't Abe. Is that the pshat? It's a very good question. I'll tell you. Lashinu l'shaina. Yeah. Did they speak Lashon Kodesh or did they speak Yiddish? What's so difficult? It's a nice question.
Isn't that
you can't come and say that Yiddish is a Goyish language.
Mamalashon.
Yiddish is a Goyish language. No, it's not. There's no Goyim that speak Yiddish unless they want money from the Jews. When they want to get money from the Jews, they speak Yiddish. Shh, you have to learn to be quiet. Let me explain. This is a class. A class is a teacher and students who listen. Everything is self-explanatory. Believe me, there's nothing which is not 100% clear in what I'm saying. So listen, that's all. Why am I saying that's really the question I'm asking you? The Shaleshinu L'shaina means that they spoke exactly the Lashon Kodesh that's their Lashon? Or the Shaleshinu L'shaina means that they didn't speak Goyish? So something which is a dialect of the actual original Jewish language is okay. Where is the Chisaron change that they didn't do, that they refused to do? Was it to speak like the Goy? Or it was the change from the original Shem, L'shoina, U'malbusha. So let's understand what's so special about the Lashon, what's so special about the name, what's so special about the Malbush. So I could come and say being that they were shomer their malbush shmam ulishainam, that kept their identity, that they shouldn't get mixed up in the Mitzrayim and become tarovet, that they shouldn't become swallowed up. They kept to themselves that they should exist, and that was protecting them, that they should be nigal. Maybe that's the pshat, right? Jew dressed like a Jew, so he's not going to have chatuna with something which is not that way, which means we're separate. So the separatism that they practice, the apartheid. You know what apartheid is? Of course not. You know what apartheid is? Thank you. Apartheid. Excuse me. Apartheid. Apartheid. The separation. Shayu mitnagim garam shikishazman ba. When the time came for Gula, so Jews were able to leave, because otherwise there would be no Jews. It would be all Mitzrayim. So is the malah that they didn't become hidbolel in Mitzrayim? They didn't become mixed in with the Mitzrayim? Is that the malah? Maybe. So according to this, what was the main nikudah? That they didn't speak like the Mitzrayim. The main nikudah is they didn't dress like the Mitzrayim. The main nikudah is they didn't have names like the Mitzrayim. Because otherwise you would have mixed marriage. But the malah was not so much that they kept their own. Malah was that they didn't keep what Mitzrayim was. They didn't do what the Mitzrayim did. And Achanam Yiddish was fantastic. Sure. Tzvi could be Herschel. What's wrong with Tzvi is Herschel? What's wrong? You know what Herschel is? Herschel is Yiddish for Tzvi. Bear is the Yiddish for Doi. Yeah. So there's nothing wrong. The main thing is that they weren't called Johnny. The main thing is that they weren't called Jimmy. That's the main thing. I'm you're laughing. I'm learning the real pshat. This is not Sipoy Safta Masfanima Shashalam Shalom Dimba Shulchan Shal Shabbat. I'm telling pshat. Pashim pshat. What about pashim pshat? No. What was the malah? What was the zchut? Sheshamu ala lashon vala shem. Sheshamu ala mabush. What? The mele lo hitbolelu bagoyim. That's what it is. They separate themselves. So according to this, it wasn't so much that they kept theirs. It was that they didn't do what the Mitzrayim did, and that separated them. Well, we could say no. It was a shmira on the original shem. Malbush and Lashon, and the Mala is because there's something in the Shem, Malbush and Lashon of a Yehudi that protects from going off, which Hasidus believes very strongly in, that the Malbush cannot be that of a guy. You have to have Jewish Malbush, right? Malbush Kavod is Yehudi. It has to be a Jewish, because there's something in the way the Jew dresses. He dresses dark, he dresses bitzni, whatever it is, that itself is shomer, that he shouldn't get lost in Mitzrayim. So I'm telling you two different pshatim, yeah? Yeah, I'm telling you two different pshatim. You, photographer, I'm telling you two different pshatim, yeah? Either the malah was that it wasn't Mitzri, or pshat sheni, the malah is that it was Yehudi. One is that it wasn't Mitzri. The other pshat is because it was Yehudi, that there's something special about Jewish clothing, which the Mesoha of the Jewish clothing name and language protects Shomer Shayudi lo yaseh averot befrat b'makom mitunav kimo Mitzrayim. Okay, so this could be the two ways to learn that the schut of shloshina l'shayna mabusha mushman. What it was. What was the sword? Chazal tell us, Taka, that they were very nizar on our eyes. Chazal say, there was not one that didn't have a Chazal. Famous Chazal. That the Taka worked. That they were separate. They were Taka Nivda. They weren't together with the Mitzri to the extent that not even one Chazal said. Did an aver in Mitzrayim. Not one went with the Mitzri. Remember the Chazal? One. But you're talking about it worked. Did it work? Did the system work? Yes. And that's the schut of Shlishinu, the Shaina Umabush. This is how I learned Kipshutai all the years. Over Shabbos, it came to me a havana yoter amuka, a deeper understanding in the Shloshinu, Shainam, Malbusham. Remember, I asked you, what was the name of the Sefer of Exodus, the Geula from the Galus? What's its name? Remember what Chazal tell us? Bishut Shloshinu Shmam. Nigalu. There's a connection. Listen carefully. Over Shabbos, things were going through my mind very rapidly. Different concepts were going through my mind. Let me share them with you. Chazal tell us, "Ve'elishmois b'nei Yisrael to Medrash al shem gulas Yisrael niskerukan." Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda is al shem ha-geula. In their names is embedded the geula. Huh? So when the goyim call it Exodus and we call it Shemus, it's the same thing. That's Chazal say. Al shem geulas Yisrael niskerukan. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, it's all about Geula. And it's mentioned here because it's Geula. So Shmois, in essence, means, if you know Chazal, it means Exodus. It means Geula. How? Reuven, Shinemar, Re'oro, Isias, Oniami. Re'u. I saw the suffering of my people and I redeemed them. Shimon al shem vayishma lohim esnakasam. Levi al shem shenischabra kodesh boch l'tzaras. Hashem attached himself to their tzara. Mitoi chatzne. In the story of the sneh, Hashem showed that he's fire, that he's burning with Klal Yisrael. L'kayim ashenemar ima yanoichi b'tzara. Yehuda. Al shem shehoidu l'kadosh baruch hu, because after they left Egypt, they praised Shira Chadosha Shibchu Giulim. Yehuda, Yisachar shenas l'makadosh baruch hu schar. Hashem gave them reward for the working in Mitzrayim, who shoalom mishchenta. They were supposed to take all the gold and silver from Mitzrayim reward. Like it says, "V'achir kenyetz b'chush gadol zvulun al shem shehishkan akosh baruch hu shchinasam b'kirbam." The word zvul, base zvul, is a base hamikdash. Akosh baruch hu gave us the mikdash, the mishkan, zvulun, which is later Shmois. It's later on in Shmois, so that's also part of what Shemois the names. It's all merumas in Shemois the names. Beizvul and Ela Beis HaMikdash, like it says, Beizvul Mechayin L'Shiftech Haylamin Ben Yamin Al Shem Yemincha Hashem Nedarei Bakayach Oz Yashir. We say Yemincha Hashem Ben Yamin Yemincha Hashem Nedarei Bakayach Don Al Shem V'Gamas HaGoy Asher Yavoidu Don Anoichi Achichen Yeitzu B'Chush Gadayil Naftali Al Shem Toiro Mitzvis Matan Toiro. Naftali al shem Torah mitzvah shenosam lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenema shekos behem umusukim midvash benoif esufim Naftali benoif esufim Naftali, sweet good al shem Haman, the parasha of the month that we have in Shmois shechilam HaKadosh Baruch Hu shukizera good. Pasuk says it was like zera good, poppy seeds, or whatever you want to translate good. Al-Shem show you Asher and Oysen Kal Shamei Gedulasa. People were praising. Oh, look at Klal Yisrael. Right? Look at Klal Yisrael that they left. Yosef, Asheru Eschem Kal Agoyim. Yosef, Al-Shem Shah Sakash Bachu Lahoysef. The legal Yisrael and Malchus Rishah. Yosef means the future galus, and Hashem will redeem us from. Kishem shegal Yosef mitzrayim dichsev. Oy bayom Yosef, Hashem sheinis yad. Hashem will do it again. Part one was Mitzrayim. There's going to be a repetition to that. Sheinis Yosef, Hashem will repeat it again. Chol ha'inyan ahu akasim shal rabbeisai. If someone asks you, what does Sheimais mean? You tell him, Sheimais means Exodus. No? The Rebbe says good sometimes, huh? I say Givaldi. Where would you hear this? Givaldi! How does Shmoyz become the theme? And the Terrence says, what do you mean? Because the whole Shmoyz, the names are brought here to represent the Geula. And it means Exodus. Comes along the Shem Shmuel, all the Mefarshim, and they ask a Givaldi Yakasha. Wait a minute. Most of what you repeated, the names, were about Geula. But the first two were about Golus. Wait a minute. It says, Ra'oi Ra'isi Es Ani Ami. So, the pain, the affliction of the nation. Shimon, Vayishma L'kimes Nakosa. So those two are not Geula, those two are Golus! Asks the Shem Yishmuel. So the Pashup shot is, yeah, it's Golas that Hashem saw their pain and therefore he was going to bring them the Geula. So it's true that we're still talking about the Golas, but it's the point of the Golas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now I'm going to start seeing the Geula. I need a little more room, my friend. Put down, drop more. Thank you so much. Good, perfect. Okay? So the question is, why is this Al Shem HaGeula? This is actually the first two is the Gullus. But like I say, not such a big question, because this is where the Gullus breaks. This is the breaking point where Hashem says, from here, I'm going to start bringing Geula. The Teretz that all the Mefarshim say is a little different. If you take a look at the Sfas Emes, you take a look at the Argad Al Yahu, they all bring this medrash and they all ask this question, but this is Golus Ra'ah Hashem Es Ani. The second Vayishma L'kim Es Nakasam is already in the Golus. It's still in the Golus. Not already. Still in the Golus. So how is this Al Shem HaGeula? So they say a pshat like this, Rabbi Yisrael. Why did we go to Golus? Pashut, everybody says, what do you mean? It was a punishment. Because since Avraham Avinu said, Bama Eidak Yershena, by the Brisbane Absarim, so right away, Hashem tells him that you should know, Kiger, Yeh, Zaracha, Be'eretz, Loi, Lohem, Bavadim, V'inu, Aysam. Punishment. Punishment. Avraham Avinu, Lefi Dargato, he made a mistake. Since he made a mistake, this caused that we should go to Golus Mitzrayim. I have a very big problem with that. I questioned it all my life. Is that fair? Is that fair that an entire nation should be tortured because the great-great-grandfather made a slip, so to speak, in Amunah? Whatever happened to the klal of lo yumsu, avos al banim, banim al avosam? So Avram said, so he said it, so what? That means all of klal Yisrael who didn't say it should have such suffering. It's very big kasha, no? What are you trying to refer? Oh, so the Gemara says, unless it's mine, unless it's the other. Maybe. I don't really like that. I don't like that. You know why? I didn't see anybody say that. You know, I don't find that anybody says that. The reason why Klal Yisrael had to suffer through the Golus is because they had the same chisaron that Avraham Avinu said, "Bamayi Dakir Shana." I don't feel it. I don't agree with it. I feel differently. I'll tell you what I feel. Avraham Avinu planted the Mahut of Klal Yisrael. You want to know who we are? We are Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Maisa avos simin lebanim. In our mahut, we have a gene, which is a little bit, what would he call that? The change, what do you call that? A mutation. A mutation of a gene. Amo'eda kirshena. So to heal that, to fix it, we needed to go through chemotherapy. We needed to go through tremendous treatment. And the chemotherapy was called Kur HaBarzel. You know Kur HaBarzel? Chazal tell us, Mitzrayim was the Kur HaBarzel. It was a mamish of punching to break. Chemotherapy, no? It was to clean us, to heal us. It was to fix the mutation of Bama Eidar Ki Yerushana. So the reason for the Golis is not an Einish, Rabbi say. The reason for the Golis is to help us, to heal us, to fix us, to embedder us, and to bring out the hidden kochot that we have, the Koach El Apoel. It's to train us to bring out the potentials of the kochot hanefesh that we have. So galus and geula is actually one of the same. Galus and geula is the same thing, which means that we go to galus in order that we should bring out the geula. There was kochot in the Shvatim. These are all tremendous kochot. Ruvein, Ra Hashem Be'onyi. How did we have that? That we should have Ra Hashem Be'onyi. That we should be able to pray to Hashem. Ayishma Hashem is Makosam. Hashem put it to the test. Hashem made the situation that we should be proven. That we should bring out Mikoach El Apoel, this koach that we have. So it's true that these psukim are in the galus, say the mefarshim. But it's the geula that we had to have the galus for. So it's not galus and geula, it's the same thing. The Sfas Emes writes in year Tof Reish Nun Zayin, you know, the Sfas Emes goes according to years. He says, you know what the word galus stands for? What does the word galus mean? So he says, it's migale. It uncovers the hidden kochot in the neshama of the Jew. Why do we have so much galus? Why are we the only nation in the world that, when we began with galus. Nachmi tchamim galus. Eze umma ba'oila matchilim galus. מתחילים, ואחר כך יכול להיות בלש הלא לבנים, בוא נגיד זה בלוש נקייה, אפילו הלא לבנים, non-whites, right? I say בלוש נקייה, yeah. Like the Torah says by a chazer, שאין התאיר. No? Torah by a chazer says שאין התאיר. It's a culture game, we have to talk בלוש נקייה when we talk about human. Okay, now. So listen carefully, Rabbi Isai. Listen carefully. Yeah? Nations. But then in the history, as the years go on, things happen to them. But how could it be a nation where it started before we even became Am Yisrael? It's even before, according to many Shittas, we weren't even Klal Yisrael till Matan Torah. So before we even stepped foot, it's like in Israel, before they even announced the country, they already had to go to war with the Arabs. Before the state of Israel, the Arabs are here already. No. Already in the beginning, there has to be galus. And right away, we were told about all the future galus, and well, I'll be with you in the future, galus, eya, she'eya. We were told now, in Mitzrayim, as we were suffering, by the way, I'll be with you in the future. There's been many more galus to come. What are you doing to us? What are you... This is called, you love Klal Yisrael. You know, maybe you should like us so much. It'd be better off if you didn't like us so much. As they say, with friends like this, who needs enemies? You know, the Abishti gives the whole speech, I love you, and I'm Imoinoichi Betzorah, and therefore I'm going to beat the living daylights out of you now, Mitzrayim, and in the future, Gullison. What are you doing to me? What do you want? This is the Klal Yisrael that you claim to love. And the Teretz is because the Nefesh and the Sham of Yehudi comes to its fruition, to its Mikoach El HaPoel, to all its potential, only through being beaten. As the Chazal say, that Klal Yisrael is Doim El Shemen. Ma, right? Just like Shemen only becomes pure as you Kotesh, so too Klal Yisrael becomes beautiful and pure and perfect with Ketisha. Dear Reuven, what are you sleeping for? I'm going to come and beat you up in 2 seconds. You think I'm serious. I'm going to let you sleep in. Huh? Yeah. It's a mighty kahara. Klal Yisrael is being taught that the only way that they're going to be able to be who they are, perfect to the kochot that they have, it's hard labor. That's galus. Says Fatemes, galus means legalot, to uncover the kochot hanefesh. Beautiful word. Okay.
Levi didn't work.
So Meila. Ro'o Hashem ba'oni. It's true, it's by the galus. But it's to bring out Ro'o Hashem ba'oni. It's to bring out Vayishma Hashem et na'akatam. So it's actually the geula, and not per se dafka the galus. With this, Rabbeisai, I think we learn a tremendous lesson. The names of the Shvatim represented kochot that had to come mikoach el hapoel through the galut. That's what we see from here. Each one of the Shvatim was going to bring out tremendous geula that can only come first through galus. Shemois, the name. The name represents the mahut, the shlichut, the tafkid of the person. Yeah. Oh, sorry. It represents the shlichut and the tafkid of the person. That's pshat. Shemois, the shvatim's shemois, their names, was a representation of kochot that they had to bring out only through ketisha, only through being banged through a galus. And you think it's only Rabbeisai for Mitzrayim? The kochot of the Shvatim was for the future galus, and also to be brought out through galus. The Sfasemis says that's the pshat why it says habayim. Eile Shmois B'nei Yisrael Habayim. It should say Shabo, that they came. So he says Habayim in the future Galusin also. In the future exiles too. These kochot of the Shvatim had to come to fruition through the Galus. Every Galus is there to bring out the koch of Reuven, the koch of Shimon in Klal Yisrael. Because that's B'nai Yisrael. Eile Shmot B'nai Yisrael. Reuven is from the names of Klal Yisrael, which means that in the koach, in the mahut, in the greatness and the capability of the Shvat of Klal Yisrael is the koach of Reuven. And where do we see that koach? In the name. The name represents the greatness and shlichut that every shevet had and every person. I want to discuss this with you. Names. The significance of names. And then we'll see why Chumash Shmot, names, means so much. There's a Peladik in Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah says in Koheles, a person is given three names. And I don't mean Chaim David Baruch. I don't mean that. That when there's a fight between a husband and a wife, what name to give, you give both. I'm not referring to that. I know a guy that has 5-6 names. They were fighting, the grandfathers and the parents. It was such a bilbul that they gave 5-6 names. Also, I know a guy that has 5 names because the person who called out the name got it wrong. So you end up with 5-6 names. And in the middle, one of the names was Tipesh! Where did that come from? And the answer is because the guy screamed, "Well, it's not the name, Tipesh!" Came one of his names. Just kidding. Yeah, so he had 5-6 names, the guy. Tipesh. That's not what it means. That's not what Chazal means. Chazal say there's 3 names. One name is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the person. This is a Medrash Rabbah, it's a Medrash Tanchum also. Medrash Rabbah Kehela says 3 names. Shlosha Shemot Yesh La'adam. There's 3 names. One is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him. The next name is what the parents call him. Wake him up. What the parents call him. The third name is what the person calls himself. So I was thinking, what do you mean by that? Do you mean to say is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a different name than the parents, and that the person calls himself in his lifetime a third name? And if he doesn't call, I know you gave yourself your own name. I never heard of anybody guy gives himself a... Cool guys, you know, the guys who are cool like to give themselves nicknames. Right? They like to call themselves, you know, what?
Joe.
You know, from Yosef became Joe. Okay. But that's not what it means. I don't think it means that. What does it mean, the name that he gives himself? I'll tell you what it means. The name represents the tafkid, the mission that a person has in his lifetime. Because Baruch Hu sets up one mission. The parents sometimes are mechanich to a second mission. They're not always mechanich to the mission. They don't always bring up the child to fulfill his potentials. And then there's the name that the person makes for himself. The life that he sets out for himself. The mission that he makes for himself. A person is lucky if all 3 are the same name. A person is lucky. But sometimes it's 3 different names. Hashem is one thing. The parents had something else in mind. First day they have the doctor. Hashem put out that he should be Harav HaGaon Ham HaMukubal, right? It's a Sephardi Yeshiva, I have to say that. Okay. What do the parents have set out for him? Doctor.
Rabbi, that.
What does he have set out for himself? Joey, Jackie, the stock market. A person has 3 names. Halavai. Shoto shem shekulam yeshem echad. That should all be one. Now, the name is the shlichut of the person. It's the tafkid. Notice that Avraham Avinu, he was called Avram to Avraham when he had his Brit Milah, right? As soon as he got his Brit Milah, he called him Avraham. And what's Avraham supposed to mean? Av Hamon Goy. That's a tafkit. That was a shlichut that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avram Avinu. His name was Avram. And that's why there was a special akpada. He was not allowed to be called anything else. Remember I started asking you, what is so important about the names of Klal Yisrael that they weren't allowed to deviate, they weren't allowed to change it? What's wrong if you change your name? What's wrong if Harry from Tzvi becomes Harry? What's the big deal? It's not Goyish name, it's not Johnny. Tzvi stands for a mission in life. Naftali, Reuven, it stands for a mission that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person. Not allowed to change that. Like Tikra Shema, you're not allowed to call you, like, his name is not allowed to be called Avraham. Avraham, but rather
Avraham.
Whoever changes, do you know that Yaakov Avinu was given his name Yisrael, Kisarisa? It was a mission. Yaakov's goal and tafkin and kochot hanefesh was Kisarita in Malokim, and therefore his name was given Yisrael. His name was given Yisrael. Yaakov also, there's 2 parts to Yaakov. We discussed this many times. Yaakov has 2 tracts at the same time. One is that he has to go around, the one that he has to fight directly. But the name of the person, Rabbi Yisrael, represents his mission. I want to tell you more. I saw in Arizal a sefer called Amudei HaShemayim. He has a sefer, Amudei HaShemayim, Ois Chav Gimel. He writes that the analyzation of the name could bring you to understand the person. Even in gematria, You know, a lot of people, they look at the names, tzaddikim, they look at the names, and they start telling you big stuff. Now, let me tell you the rule. If they ask you for money afterwards, you know that it's a bunch of baloney. But if they don't ask you for money, and they have muhsak, that they know what they're doing, see, they have a chazaka, which is not less than 100 times. Chazaka doesn't mean that they can come and tell you 3 times that they were right. I once had a mekubal, came to Lakewood when I was a bachur, and my roommate was all into him. I don't want to say his name because he's one of the famous ones. But right away I saw there was something wrong because he came to my dorm room. I didn't understand how... Such a big guy, what are you doing in my dorm room? He came to the room in my dormitory. My friend didn't leave me alone. He was a chassidish, he was into this guy. Mamish, you gotta speak to him, you see, he's mamish yadea. He knows everything. Okay. You know me, I'm a Litvak, I was very skeptical. I didn't. I look at the guy, first he's a young guy. But then I heard people telling me, what, this guy is mamish. He's him and the Baba Sal. Okay. Kitzer, what happened? I walk over to him and I got my yechidut with him. Because since he was in my room, he had to pay me back. And he set up shop. He set up his business in my room. So it's only fair that he gives me a free consultation. So he looks at me and he goes, "You? Your name is Chaim." I look at him and go, "No, it's not. Well, I'm sorry, man. I don't know how to break the news to you. But it's not." So I'm looking at the guy, I'm thinking, maybe he's my uncle. I have an uncle named Chaim. So I tell him, uncle. Oh, that's it, it's the uncle. You remember the story I told it to you? Then he told me, I forgot, you remember the second thing he told me, something about Chaim? He was happy in China. And I saw that again he was wrong, and I felt bad for the guy, you know what I mean? So I was going to tell him, listen, you need, I'll write you up all the information, study it, and then you get it right, and that's all. Shoot on the test, I'm finished. To make a long story short, this guy obviously was a charlatan, I think, I don't know. But one thing for sure, there were Gedolei Yisrael who were able to study the names. What were they studying? They were studying the Kochot. The names, Reuven, they saw Reuven, Rashi, Ba'ani, they saw what Chazal tell us, is the tafkid of a person with the name Reuven. And the Arizal saying that even in Gematria, numerically, that I guess you need a little bit more imagination and a little more kochot, but the names of Yehudim, Jews, represent who they are. As a matter of fact, there's a Moedik and Medrash I saw on Shabbos. The Medrash, Yalkut Shemoni, Yishayim, Tuf Memtes. Had we been Zoicha, says the Medrash, Hashem would have given us our names directly. Like in the Torah. Who called Avram Avram? Hashem. Who gave these names? Yaakov, Yisrael, Tzakosh Baruch Hu. The Torah told us the names. It came from Hashem. Later on, it had to come through the parents. That the parents have to have a certain Siyata D'Shmaya. Whatever you want to call it, I don't know, some said it was Nevuah, but I saw the name Limel, so it's not Nevuah, I don't know. There's a big question of how the parents know to give the name, and how does that become the name. As a matter of fact, in this Chazal, you see a little different. Now, Hashem gives one name, and the parents can give a different name. That was the way I was looking from the Medrash, that there's 3 names to a person. Either way, Ilu Zachinu, Hashem would have given us our name, meaning He would have shown us clearly what our direction in life is, what we were supposed to do. A name represents the tafkid and the kochot hanefesh of the person. There's a gewaldige Noyim Ali Melech, which I saw. Noyim Hafla fell, Hafla. I saw it on Shabbos, Mamish, couldn't get over it. He says, notice when a person sleeps, you know how you wake him up? You could move him. He's not going to wake up as quickly as doing what?
His name.
Calling his name. You call his name, he wakes up. Says the Noyim Ali Melech, because the name is actually the name of the neshama, and since the neshama is sleeping, it's left, right? Because the neshama goes up when you sleep, you're summoning back the neshama by calling the name. No, I make it up. It's in this week's parasha, Shmos. You summon the neshama because the name is actually the name of the neshama. And I saw from the Bala Tanya. Tanya writes that actually it's merumis in the word neshama. The root of neshama is what? Shem. Neshama, shame. The middle letters are shame. It's because it's not just a name. It represents the kochot and tafkid of the neshama. It's an unbelievable thing. So says the Naimeli Melon, by calling the name, you're summoning back the neshama. Memela. So we have from over here that Eila Shmois B'nai Yisrael. These are the Shmois, the names of the B'nai Yisrael. Meaning, our forefathers, our basis, our base, has these names, Haboyim Mitzrayim, which came to Mitzrayim to do what? To bring it to fruition, that should become Mikoach HaLapoel. To bring out the kochot of Reuven that we have in ourselves. This is Shmois. With this, Rabbi Isai, I want to explain the mashal that Rashi brings. Rashi says that Nimshulu Afo Pi Shemanim B'Chayehem B'Shmoisa Chazar Umanim B'Misasa. If you notice, there's a second gear, so it's Achar Misasa. B'Misasa Acha Misasan. So I saw the Ber Maim Chaim. I dabbled in a Chassidish Shul on Shabbos. And a lot of Chassidish Svarim over there. So, Sundays you're going to be getting a lot of Chassidish Tayrim because that's the Svarim that I have to work with. Ben Gavra Le Gavra. So there's a Sefer called Ber Maim Chaim. Chassidish world worships the Ber Maim Chaim. It's a very Chashim Sefer.
You're not Ber Chaim.
No, Ber Maim Chernovich. Oh, we have it here. Yeah. It's a famous sefer, Ber Maim Chaim. No, Ber Maim Chaim is like, it's like by the Sfarim Darizal. It's not Darga, Ber Maim Chaim. Okay, so Ber Maim Chaim says that's the pshat Shimonon b'chayehem, Umonon b'misasan. Pirush. What does that mean? They filled their tafkid. Eilu Shmoyis b'nei Yisrael. They were born with this tafkid. And when they died, it was still Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. And that's why Monon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, enumerates them, that they fulfill their tafkid. Interesting, huh? He says that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was pointing out. Monon, he counts them with their name, the Chayehen, because it represents their tafkid. And therefore, B'misasa, when they finish, when they bring in, their, so to speak, their papers, that it's over, they fulfilled their tafkid. There's Taka Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. Says the Sfasemis, very interesting thing. That's the pshat. It says Ve'ele Shmoyz B'nei Yisrael Haboyim Mitzrayim. They came to Mitzrayim. Eis Yaakov Ishu Beisoy Bo. What are you changing? Shmoyz B'nei Yisrael, and then you come to Yaakov. And the Teretz is that there's two kochot. There was two kochot, there was two tafkid. One is Yisrael, and one is Yaakov Uvonov. Right? What do we say? Yaakov Uvonov Yenuchubai. We say two Lashinas. Mm-hmm. Avram Yogel Yitzhak Yiran, and Yaakov Uvonov Yenuchubai. There's two tafkidim. One is Yisrael, and we go as B'nai Yisrael. And then there's a time that we go as Yaakov Uvonov. That's what came to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim came that we should bring out and perfect the kochot of B'nai Yisrael. He brings from the Chidush Erev, and that's why it switches. Eilu Shmoyis B'nai Yisrael by Mitzrayim. They came as B'nai Yisrael, but they also came as the Yaakov Yishu Beisai Bo. Both levels, Tafkidim of Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim to come Mikoach HaLapoel. And then he says that's also the pshat is the Sfas Emes to his grandfather. It says V'yosef hoya b'mitzrayim. We don't know the Yosef hoya b'mitzrayim. So Rashi brings the kasher ready. Who born of hoya b'chalal shivim u'ma'bol lamdeinu. What's the chiddush of Yosef hoya b'mitzrayim? V'chilo yoyoydim shoya b'mitzrayim. Eloi diachet zitkasi shel Yosef. Who Yosef harayet sain aviv. He was Yosef as a child that was royet sain aviv. Who Yosef shahoya b'mitzrayim v'nasa mel v'ama b'tzidkai. Because since the whole parish is trying to say that the Shvatim fulfilled Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Mitzrayim, So the same word, it's more than convert. So Samus. So Samus says that's why the Torah says, and Yosef was Yosef in Mitzrayim. They came and they were Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda at the end, and Yosef was Yosef at the end when he was, even though he was in Mitzrayim. Parsha starts to open up clear, huh? The idea is that these are the Shmoyz B'nai Yisrael coming to Mitzrayim. They remained Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. They remained Reuven, Shimon. They became Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Pirush, the B'nai Yisrael, brought out these kochot through the galus of Mitzrayim. Through the galus of Mitzrayim. The Yosef? Yosef was Haya B'Mitzrayim. This is Fasemis. With this, I want to explain the mashal of the Kirchhoff. Says Rashi, an interesting pshat. Loidi achibos, to show Hashem's love for them. Shinim shul kaychavim, that they're compared to kaychavim, shemaitziyin, machnisim, the misper, v'shmoysa. So when you read Rashi, what is the comparison between Klal Yisrael and the kochav? By the fact that Hashem takes them out, and he counts them, and he gives them names. So that's how they're nim shul kaychavim, right? How did you read the Rashi? Tikrata, Rabbeisai. What does Rashi mean? Rashi means that since Hashem takes them out and counts them, Melitz Nimshul Kaychav, in this Prat, they're Nimshul Kaychav. The Medrash says not that way. Rabbi say the Medrash is not like that. The Medrash says the other way around. They are Nimshul Kaychav. They're compared to the stars. And because of that, Hashem takes them out and counts them and gives them names. So Purusha Medrash. Let's read the Medrash. Medrash says like this. Habayim Mitzrayim. No, Elish Mois B'nei Yisrael. Habayim Mitzrayim. Yeah, Mr. Kaikov. How do you Rafal? How do you read this Rashi? That they compare to the Kaychavim. In what way are they compared to the Kaychavim? By the fact that Hashem takes them out, counts them, and gives them names. Says the Medrash, Shkulim Heim Yisrael Kitzva Shamayim. They're equal to the Tzva Shamayim. They're equal to the stars. Nema Kan Shemois, Venema B'Kechavim Shemois. It says here, names, it says their names. Shnema Moina Miskacham Chum Shemis Yukam. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kishi Yord Yisrael Mitzrayim Mona Misparim Kamahoyu. Ulefi Shemishul L'Kechavim Kar Shemois L'Kuch. Yeah? Because they're like the Kaychavim, Hashem gives them names. So it's not the Pshat that they compare to Kaychavim that Hashem counts them and gives them names. No, they are Nimshul Kaychavim. They're just like their stars. And because they're just like the stars, Memela they get a name. Why? What does that mean? Bishlam, if you meant to say, was they're like the stars, Hashem counts them and gives them names. Okay, fine. But you're saying no, that they really are like Kaychavim. How are they like Kaychavim? What, in numbers? We find that if Hashem wants to say there are many in numbers, what does Hashem say? When Hashem wants to say that they're like their numbers, what does Hashem say? Hashem says, no, they're like sand. So good, so the Mepharshim say that when sometimes they're like stars, high, and sometimes they're like sand and they're low, right? That's not working? So we don't have a rule. How long ago did it die?
We could tell a lot of them go above the stars.
Yeah, I saw someone ask them for a caution. They're not like the stars, they're bigger than the stars. Yeah. Shteyman asked us for a question. How can you come and say they're like the stars, they're bigger than the stars? Shteyman and his safer asked us for a question. Very nice. You're in the comment for Shteyman's a question.
It's recording.
This was recorded. Who is it?
Tion.
Okay, good. So listen. Yeah, Ruby, listen. They're Nimshul HaKaychav. So I want to say pshat. What do you mean they're Nimshul HaKaychav? There's a gewaldig Ramban. The Ramban in Parashas Bereishis, Perik Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches. Says the Ramban, what's the pshat? Hashem gives names to the star, to the stars, the constellation. What does it mean? And the Teretz is, the names represent the Kochot. The names represent the Ramban, Purush Ramban. He says there are certain stars which represent Din, certain stars which represent rachamim. You know, let's read it inside. You think I'm making it up? Bring me a chumash mikrayz nails brachas. Peladig. You hear? The names represent the kochot.
Adam Arishon naming the animals.
That's right. The same way Adam Arishon saw the kochot and he named. Right? Bring me quickly. Aleph your test here. Because you brought it, you're gonna read it. Listen carefully. Everybody say, listen good. We're saying gevaldig zachen here. Listen good. Here. Okay, go ahead. Read. Come here. Oh, I'm sorry. Here, you chess. The limshol bayoyimu balayla. Hashem made the stars and the constellation limshol bayoyimu balayla. Ulahavdil bein ha'oru bein ha'choyshech. Ayaro l'kim ki toy. Says the Ramban. Go ahead. Yeah. Uh-huh. Ramban, here. Mm-hmm. Here it is. No, which one? Ramban. Yeah. Here it is. Come here. Who mash omer akasul? You ready? Who mash omer akatul? Moneh mispal kachavim lekulam shemot yikra. What does that mean? Says the Ramban. Each one has his own name. What does that mean? That separates them in their power, in their kochot. One of the stars, the constellations, has the koch of tzedek, yosher. Each name of each star represents the kochot of that constellation, of that star, of that shemus. Klal Yisrael is doma lekochav. You know what that doma lekochav? Each one of us has our own kochot. Everybody has his own power. You know what Yehudi is called? Oilam Malay. Oilam Katan. We have each one of us worlds of kochot. And there's so much kochot hidden. You know why Hashem brings so much Yisurim on us? Hashem brings the Yisurim on us to bring out, push us to bring out Mikoach El Apoel, all the hidden kochot are hidden within us. Every Jew has worlds of koach, worlds of tafkit. But you know what it is? If a guy has an easy life, he sits back and he doesn't do much with it. Hashem bangs him into place. He tests it. He pushes it. I once told this to somebody. Two things. Notice that this one of your weaknesses will always come back. If you have a certain weakness, all your nisyonot are around that weakness. Let's say a person has a problem with Shemitah Day 9. So everything is in that ballpark. All his nisyonot is going to be around that. If a person has weakness, that he has a problem with money, that he has lo tachar kesef, it's going to come back and back. You know why? Because Hashem wants to take you. And you should bring mikoach el apoel, your ability to overcome these things. Life is the kur habarzel. It's the kur habarzel for a person to become who he is and who he's supposed to be, to fulfill his tafkid. Over again, you'll be tested and pushed to the limit on the weaknesses that you have, because you have a mission. And your mission is not the same as the other guy's mission. It's not the same thing. You're placed where you're going to fulfill your... I said another thing. Notice that a person's weaknesses is always his wife's strengths and the opposite. A person always marries a woman who's going to test him on his weaknesses.
To help her against
them. Oh, yes. If a guy is a guy who's who gets angry very fast. So you know what his wife's going to be? A person who really gets underneath his nails. Oh yes.
Nagging.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. If a person's laid back, ba'atzlut, you know what his wife's going to be? A dynamite. She's not going to let him sit still for a second.
It's a cheapskate, she's a spender.
That's what it is. It is what it is. You see it in life. Hashem puts the kura barzel. Ketisha. La midot shel ben adam. It's unbelievable. Hashem wants to bring your tafkid mikoach el apoel. This is the pshat in kochavim. Klal Yisrael's nimshel kochavim. It's different than the goyim. The goyim are more or less bunched together. You know, they're bunched together. You know, as you could say, most goyim are like this. Most Arabs are like this. There's no two Jews the same. You know what I mean? Every person is an oilam malay, its own tafkid, with his own kochot. This is the pshat, says the Sfas Emes also. Meir. You know how a light of a kochav works? When he fulfills his tafkid, he's meir b'toch hachoshech. Klal Yisrael, each yachid could be meir b'toch hachoshech if he fulfills his tafkid. Malgis Vasemis. Huh? What does it mean? I understand it meaning like this. If you want to do what he has to do in life, you will not shine. You will not come mikach el apoel. You will be dormant. You know when a Jew finds simcha and or in the choshech of galus? When he's doing what he has to do. When he's fulfilling the tafkid hamyuad imyuchad lo. Don't try to be somebody else. I told this to you many times that there was a yid who once told a tzaddik that if only I had the heart of the shoresh yisod v'shoresh avodah, and if only I had the emuna of the bachveis of this one, and the Torah of the Gra. So what he tells him, your heart and your midah, Hashem wants from you not what he wants from the other guy. That's not what he wants. What are you supposed to figure out? What Hashem wants from you? Mo Hashem shoyo mimcha. What does Hashem want from you? She is barer v'yisamei seitzalada machay vasa. He doesn't say ba'olam. I told you many times. Ba'olam in his world. And the person has his own world. And you have to be clear. She is barer v'yisamei seitzalada machay vasa. Ba'olam. What does Hashem want from you? Not what he wants from the other guy. You know, yeshivas sadly destroyed a big part of the Klal Yisrael of today. I didn't say this, the Chazon Ish said this. Why? There was a time and a place where every individual worked according to his kochot and according to his capabilities, according to his kishron and his talents to be the best who he could be. What happened? Well, a lot of Amaratzim, because very few people did that. So they made yeshiva to make sure everybody learns. What did yeshiva do? Yeshiva made that everybody has to be the same. Everybody has to be the same. No benefits. That's what the idea of the yeshiva is. Everybody has to learn the same thing. Everybody has to learn. So what happened? It's not everybody could be the same. Not everybody is the same. Not everybody's future potentials are the same. Not everybody's goal, tafkid achaim, is the same. Person has to learn himself well, to know what his tafkid is. What is your tafkid? What is your goal? What is your why you're here? And if you're mekayim it, you should be prepared to shine in the galus. Otherwise, you'll have choshech in the galus. It's going to wash you up. This is Elish Shmoyz ben Yisrael Haboy in Mitzrayim. Golus was there to bring the koach el apoel, the koach of Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, and the whole Shmoyz encompasses these kochot. I just want to tell you one nekuda. What is that slacha of a person fulfilling his tafkid? How does a person do it? A person can come and say, I'm in Galus. What's the trick of being able to accomplish his tafkid in Galus? How does a person do it? How does a person come in a choshech and be able to be mayor? I want to tell you something interesting. You notice, a yelech ish, the base leg. Tell me, what is ish? Does anybody know what ish means?
Man.
A man. A yelech ish. Tell me. Oh, so usually ish means important, right? A yelech ish mi base leg. Okay. Does the Torah mean over here ish that he was important? Is that the point that Amram was important? So mother zach. A yelech ish mi base leg. You know who says this? Mi samchal ish sar v'shayfir aleinu is what the guy screams, right? The dasav avirim screams at Moshe. Who made you into an ish? Ish means important, right? So what's the vayelech ish mi beis leinu? I didn't understand what the vayelech ish mi beis leinu is. Huh? Yeah, that's what it means. I don't
think he was the head of his
family. Head,
family. He was a real man.
He's fulfilling his duty.
Let me tell you, okay, everybody please be quiet because you're just ruining something that's good. Everybody ruining a very good question. What is Vayelech Ishmi basically? So let me tell you what I found. I did a little research. When is a person called an Ish? I did a lot of research on it over Shabbos. Matai Adam Nikra Ish. Called Ish. It says, Ish Ivri, Ish Mitzri. Does that mean over there, Chashuv? No. That's an identification of who the Ish is. He's an Ish Ivri, or he's an Ish Mitzri. But when you say Ish Plain, what do you mean by Ish Plain? So I want to tell you something interesting. When Moshe hits the Mitzri, for hitting the Jew, it says Vayar ki ein ish. We saw that there was no person. So Chazal say, what do you mean you saw that there was no person? What does it mean? So Chazal say a few pshat. One is Vayar ki ein ish in the future, that this person is not going to have any gerum coming from him. That's the famous one that everybody knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's actually two more Chazalot in the Medrash that say different. Vayar ki ein ish, he saw that there was no person. There was no person to stand up for the covenant of Hashem. That's Pshat Ein Ish. So the Pirush of the Marzav on the bottom explains that this is what the Mishnah means. In a place where there's no people, Ishtadl. What does it mean, Ishtadl? So the Mefarshim explains, not easy. It's obviously not in your nature to be Ish. Right? It's not how it's outside. It's a difficult thing sometimes. What does that mean? So there's two pshatim in the Mefarshim on the Mishnah. What does it mean? You know the two pshatim? Okay. One pshat is b'makim shein anoshim, where there's nobody to do it, you go and do it. B'makim shein anoshim, where there's nobody to do it, you go and do it. A second pshat is makim she'ein anoshim, to help you to do it, you should strengthen yourself and be on your own. Makim she'ein anoshim, where there's nobody to give you the encouragement that you need, hishtadel liyos ish, on your own. That's the two pshatim that the Yochanan Bayis brings down, the Medrash Shmuel. Okay. You know what? I found that this week's Haftarah. Did anybody pay attention to this week's Haftarah?
Yeah. Shlomo.
What does David tell Shlomo? Nechazakta. Right, this week's Haftarah. Right? What does it mean, Nechazakta v'yitalish? Some of our should learn, don't forget Shlomo was a little boy. So he's telling him, don't be a little boy, be a what? Be a man. If you notice that Rashi over here too learns, Mi samcha l'ish, alaynarata, you're a little boy, how did you become like such a big man? Rashi learns that that's what Dasa Aviron was telling Moshe. Moshe, you're a kid. What do you go? Walk around like this big man. You're a kid. You better behave like a kid. You see the Rashi? Misam Chalish. Go ahead. Who made you into a man? You're a little boy. The Radak learns. Chazakta. Misal Ish. I'm not going to be here anymore. So I won't be able to help you grow. Chazakta v'yisal ish on your own. You'll be a moishel. That's the word it looks. Moishel b'yitzrach. You'll be now a man. You know what ish means? An ish means self-made. That's what the word ish means. B'makim she'ein anoshim. There's no people. Shtadli es ish on your own. It's very easy to get chizuk and constantly be told, come on, let's go. But not always in life is that there. There's going to be a time and a place where there's nobody around. You know what it is? Chazakta v'nisa l'ish, then you are on your own. Bayar ki ein ish. Moshe Rabbeinu looked and he said, there's nobody here. Yishtadli yos ish. I'm on my own now. You know what Golis is? Vayelech ish mibeis Levi. He took Moshe. He took Achrayus. That's the Vayelech ish mibeis Levi. He's looking around. You hear? And he could have said, you know, I don't want to do this. And he realized it's wrong. It's not easy. Well, it's very difficult. To have the children in this matzah was an unbelievable difficult thing. But he realized you have to be mezgabri and you have to be meishel and you have to take achrayus. Ayelech ish is a sign of strength of his gabrus of meishel. The aside of galus is to be meishel on the galus and not the galus to be meishel on you. We have a matzah today, Rabbi Yisrael. Listen, that the gullus is internal and there's really nobody to help us. We think, yeah, the yeshiva, the oilam, let me tell you, 90% of the time when the averis are done, there's nobody there to help you. You go out in the street, there's nobody to help you. You're on your own. There's nobody to stop you. We live in a society where the gullus is not forcing us one way or the other. The gullus is that we're free to do what we want. 90% of the averis that we do today, we are free to do them. No one wouldn't know the difference. We're on our own. His gabrus is to be an ish. The makom shein anasim liyos ish. It's an unbelievable nekuda. Think about what I'm telling you. Would anybody know the difference? Nobody knows. Nobody. You're free. You're calm. You go. You can do whatever you want. There was a time and a place where there was a matzim and a yeshiva, where everybody knew what everybody else was doing, and you had no choice. It doesn't exist today. I live in the Ir HaTorah. I can tell you that in the Ir HaTorah you can do whatever you want and no one would know the difference. Nobody would know, nobody would say, boo! I'll prove it to you. I took my child to the library. I took my son, Yitzchak, to get a library card because he had homework. He had to take out a book. Make a book report. So I took him to the library. Me and my three sons, we went to the library. I didn't think I had to have to go to the library. I thought he would be able to get the library card on his own. He came back that they need my license. I went in. You know what I saw there? Really plug. Guy sitting with hats and jackets by the computers. With my own eyes. Guy sitting with hats and jackets. Hats and jackets, not without hats and jackets. Same by the computers. People with hats and jackets sitting by the computer. They do research. Well, for the Tysus, they do research on.
The Bar Ilan.
They weren't doing research on anything.
It's free internet there.
We live in a Dar Hefker. Chazakta Yisrael is the only way we could come to our tafkid. If you know your tafkid, you know what's right, and you take responsibility to get there on your own. That's what it is. The aside of the galus and geula is the chazak of the Yisrael ish. That's what it says. Vayelech ish mi beis leiv. Vayelech ish mi beis leiv. The Baal Turim says this vayelech ish. What about the Mashiach shal Yisrael? Look at the Baal Turim. Vayelech ish. The word ish, he goes on the word ish. Because it says also by Tamar Yehuda, Ayelech ish, Rus, the word ish. It's something about the word ish which brought about Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Teretz is the ish. He's gabus. He's gabus on the matzah. Over strengthening. That's called tafkid. You know how you come to fruition of tafkid? You strengthen yourself. Yisurim is going to be there. Yisurim is Gaulus, and we live in Gaulus. The way to bring Mikoyach al Apoyo, our Tafkid, our Kochot, is Ish. Makim Shein Anoshim, Hishtadli is Ish. Strength. Look at the Radak. The Chazak of Yisrael Ish. You have a Radak in the Tanakh? Bring me the Tanakh. I want you to read the Radak. Bring me that there before we finish. Blachim Aleph. What does it mean the chazak of a yisrael ish? What does it mean to be an ish? What does it mean an ish? Ish. Do you know that the Gemara uses the same lashon? You know where the Gemara is? This is a Mishnah. It's also Gemara in Brachas. You remember the Gemara in Brachas? Gvar. No, it's not. It's in the last part. Samach Gimel. The makim she'en gvar. Yishtadli is gav. Gever. It's lashon of gvur. Gever. Ish is gever. Let me show you. Go ahead, read it. It's a lashon. It's Gemara in Brachas. Take out the Gemara Brachas. Bring the Gemara Brachas. You read it. The Mefarshim and Marshal ask, why do you need both Gemaras with the Mefarshim Mishnah? No, the Chazak of Yisrael Ish. No. Don't run away. We're almost done. The Chazak of Yisrael Ish. Come in. No. What? I don't hear in the beginning. You know, Chazak of Yisrael Ish. Pasuk Beis. Aleph Beis. No? Yeah, but I want you to read me inside the Radak. Oh, so, oh, yes. Okay, Zoriz. Here's yeah, Zoriz. Zoriz. Ooh. You see how the Radak learns Ish? Sholet Berucha. To be obedient to yourself. Self. Yeah, read. The Chazak Tava Yisrael Ish. Go ahead, read it.
Zariz. Umoshel ben Avshecha vekovesh et Yitzrecha.
Ayar ki ein Ish. He saw that there's nobody there to help him. That's Geula. You want to know how you come? Know your name. Know your tafkid. Know what Hashem wants from you. And then you don't give in. You fight. Because the Yisurin is there. It's not going to be easy. Galus is strong. Galus is bad news for you. How do you know what?
4,000 years.
Till it's over. Someone once asked the Mishka Rav, how much Yishtadlut should I put in for a Shidduch? You know what he answered? Till you find it. Till you find it. Same thing. How much Yisurin? And the answer is till you got it. Till you have to get to it. Yeah. The Gemara in Brachas, you got the Gemara in Brachas? You didn't get it? How come you didn't get it? Gever! Too slow today. Gever! You know what Ish means? Ish means the Gevurah of the Gever. That's what it means. Go ahead, read it. Come here, Ruvein. Let me show you how the Gemara in Brachas brings that Mishnah. Go ahead. Nu Samach Gimel, come here. Nu, come. Nu, Ruvein, come here. Nu. Yeah, come in, no? Here it is. Shmamina!
Batar de'id gavar
gever.
Batar de'id gavar tabaran. Lot ye gavar pshita. Lot ye gavar.
Which means, b'makom, she'en gever.
Ye gever.
That's the chazak de v'ayita le'ish. Ish means gever.
Gever is
what's the man. He needs strength. That's the good of Gever. you're not going to come to your tafkis. You're not going to fulfill your tafkis. You don't fight for it. Aggressively fight for it. It's not going to come by sitting back. Easy. Nothing is easy. A person's tafkis, he has to fight to get. This is Eile Shmot of Israel. Abayim Mitzrayim. Tafki, the kochot of the Shvatim was all in
Ishu Betul.
The Geula. And that's why Shmot is called Shmot. The names of the shift they come. This is what the Hasidic literature is all about. They're saying the name of the person, according to the name of the person. It's brought down that when you come to Olam Habah, Hashem will look at you and ask you your name. If you remembered your name, then you go to Olam Habah. If not, you go to Gehenna. So what they do is they make the psukim of the Torah in parallel to the name. Like this, it's a school that you should remember your name. What is that all about? Remembering your name means that you fulfill your tafkid. It's another way of pointing out. The person who comes and he didn't fulfill his tafkid won't remember his name. That's it. His neshama doesn't identify. What? So the pasuk of the pshat is, I guess, through Torah. And the pasuk gives you maybe the identification of your mission, maybe. But that's what it is. That remembering the forgetting of the name is this Torah. It's Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael's brought. That's what today everybody does. It's brought on all the Siddurim today. It's the remembering that the Nesham is able to identify with his name, the Tafkid. That's why they ask, do you remember your name or you don't remember your name? So the Psukim is to remember the name. That's the idea of this Torah. The name is the mission of the Nesham. And if he can't identify the Nesham with his mission, that means something went wrong. Sí, nada que ni puedo andar.